This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Democrats have rushed their landmark climate and health care bill through Congress, handing an election year victory to the U.S. President Joe Biden. The House approved the bill over solid Republican opposition on Friday. This is 5 days after the U.S. Senate did the exact same thing. The vote means a win for Biden that until late July seemed out of reach. The package is much smaller than Biden's original environment and social legislation that failed in Congress just last year. But after long, bitter talks, Democrats agreed to a smaller but still substantive compromise. It includes Washington's biggest ever effort on climate change, pharmaceutical price curbs, and tax boosts on big corporations long held by held party goals. The investigation into the stabbing in the New York of author Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses received death threats from Iran's leader in the 1980s, does continue. We get details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Salman Rushdie was stabbed in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage at the Chautauqua Institution.
720 Naval, 20 Eagle, with the amphitheater. Presenter was just attacked on the stage on EDMS.
A suspect, a New Jersey man, was arrested at the scene. Rushdie's 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, was viewed as blasphemous by many Muslims, prompting him to go into hiding for years. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
It hits right here. It hits all of us. But we are undeterred then. We are undeterred.
Rushdie is regarded as one of Britain's finest living writers. I'm Norman Hall.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A man went on a shooting rampage in the streets of a western Montenegro city on Friday, killing 10 people, including 2 children, before being shot dead by a passerby, according to officials. The police chief said in a video statement shared with media that the attacker was a 34-year-old man identified only by his initials VB. He said the man used a hunting rifle to first shoot to death the 2 children, ages 8 and 11, and their mother, who lived as tenants in the attacker's home. In the neighborhood, the shooter then walked into the street and randomly shot 13 more people, 7 of them fatally. The U.S. Department of Justice is continuing to investigate former U.S. President Donald Trump for possible violations of the Espionage Act and other crimes after the Federal Bureau of Investigation recovered 11 sets of classified documents from his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. This is earlier this week. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida on Friday unsealed the warrant authorizing the search. It identifies 3 federal crimes that the Justice Department is looking at as part of its investigation of Trump: violations of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice, and criminal handling of government records. The property receipt from the search revealed that FBI agents recovered more than 20 boxes of documents that include items labeled top secret, secret, and confidential. The search was personally approved by Attorney General Merrick Garland, who on Thursday said that the Department of Justice does not take such a decision lightly. So far, no one's been charged with a crime. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An unprecedented drought is afflicting nearly half of Europe. It's damaging agriculture, forcing water restrictions, causing wildfires, and threatening aquatic species. Water levels are falling on major rivers such as the Rhine and the Po, endangering shipping. There hasn't been significant rainfall for almost 2 months in the continent's western, central, and southern regions. Britain on Friday declared a drought across southern and central England amid one of the driest summers on record. Human-caused global warming is said to be exacerbating conditions as hotter temperatures speed up evaporation and reduce snowfall limits, freshwater supplies for irrigation. One French farmer has already started using stores of winter for his dairy cows as the grass turns brown altogether. And Samsung's de facto leader has secured a pardon of his conviction for bribing a former president in a corruption scandal that toppled a previous South Korean government. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.